A new University at Albany-led study finds that while local regulation helps reduce tobacco availability, there is increased concern about the rise of electronic cigarettes. The long-term study tracked 12-year trends in tobacco availability, advertising, and ownership changes in various food stores. The setting of the study, 6 zip codes in downtown Albany, an area the university's research center since 2002 has identified as a priority community due to the elevated chronic disease risks of its residents, including high prevalence of smoking.
Type of study that you actually go to the community, visit every single store. So it's not like I'm doing data analysis, you know, from data that somebody else collected. So I have a lot of interaction with store owners and the people in the community, you know, through observations.
Study author Akiko Hostler is an associate professor of epidemiology at the University at Albany. She counts convenience stores, supermarkets, and drug stores as the places where people of all ages are exposed to tobacco products and pro-tobacco messages.
Having stores with a lot of tobacco advertisement is actually a risk factor for people living in the community because they are exposed to those pro-tobacco, you know, subliminary almost like a message. And so particularly for younger children and you know, teenagers, they're most likely to be influenced by those pro-tobacco advertisement.
Other studies have shown that unregulated point-of-sale tobacco advertising in the form of in-store posters and other advertising displayed at children's eye level encourages youths to experiment with smoking. Kids who are picking up items for their parents, siblings, or selves at a retail outlet close to home are exposed to daily doses of pro-tobacco advertising, said to trigger stronger urges to smoke.
My study confirmed that minority neighborhoods have a higher percentage of stores selling tobacco and also more advertisement of tobacco.
In New York, the average age of a new smoker is 13, and 90% of adult smokers say they first tried smoking by age 18. In May, the Albany County Legislature passed legislation raising the tobacco buying age from 18 to 21. County Executive Dan McCoy in June approved the law, which also restricts purchases of liquid nicotine, e-cigarettes, rolling papers, and pipes.
We've gotten some great feedback. People have called, applauded us. There's a sign in the sewers that said you have to be 21 now. Someone took a picture, sent it to our office. The only negative feedback we're getting from, and we knew this going into this law, is from some of the owners getting the word out there that we did raise the age of 21. So we're still doing education with a lot of the convenience stores around Albany County because there's a lot of stores. You know, it's just not in the city of Albany. We have a lot of stores up in Hilltowns that, you know, don't really get the message as quick as anyone else. So we've been sending letters out through the Department of Health. We've been calling them. So we're trying to educate them along with the public.
Despite anti-tobacco legislation enacted during the study period, including the New York State Clean Indoor Air Act in 2003, along with raising taxes and fees, tobacco remained widely available in the study community. Hostler says more than two-thirds of the small, independently owned stores surveyed experienced high ownership turnover. She suggests a moratorium on the state taxation department renewing or issuing tobacco licenses.
So my calculation is that in order for the Albany, you know, downtown area of Albany to have a moderate percentage of stores selling tobacco, it will take about 3 to 4 years after we impose the moratorium.
A taxation and finance official said the agency had no comment. The poverty rate in the study area is 34%, and approximately 42% of the area residents are African American. Data was collected from June through August in 2003, 2009, 2012, and 2015. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.